I have, like, older friends, and, like, they don't want to do anything. I'm like, are you serious? That's what, like, 3 years does. It's like, I'm 17, yeah. And they're, like, in their 20s. Yeah.
At 6:30, like, we're going to call the judiciary and law enforcement meeting to order. It's Wednesday, September 11th, Will Clark is.
Dan Esposito?
Here.
Ronald Johnson?
Here.
Boyd Frederick?
Here.
David Arrington? Anita Johnson? Anita Johnson, Angelina Montemaro,
here.
Doug Noble,
here.
Nicole Hyatt,
here.
Michael Veroglio,
here.
Thank you. It's 6:31. Citizens' comments. Right now, we'll open the floor to citizens' comments. Any citizens wishing to speak, you have 5 minutes. Please sit up on the front of the table. State your name and address for the record. Citizens' comments. Any citizens' comments? Seeing none, citizen comments are closed. 6:31, supervisor comments. Any supervisors have comments at this time?
One question to you. Is there going to be a special meeting for the budget, or are we just going to hold it on the regular meeting night?
You know, that I don't know, but if we have to, we'll make a special meeting.
Okay.
But I want to make sure there's enough time so every supervisor knows.
That's fine. I didn't know if that... That decision hasn't been made yet.
I don't, I haven't laid anything out yet for that, to be quite honest with you.
Okay.
So, but I appreciate your comment. Chairman comments 6:32. I have none at this time. 6:32. I have approval of the minutes from August 20th, 2013.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion to approve by Supervisor Boyd Frederick, second by Supervisor Doug Noble. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes are approved. 6:32, request for special assignment pay for correctional supervisor, Sheriff Beth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. What we're asking for, and it's no secret that this year has been difficult. We go in cycles. We go in a few, I think how many years ago it was now, we had... a situation where I had to declare an emergency at, I think it was Christmas time at our facility downtown because of a shortage of people. We had to also throw out the overtime policy or the overtime in the contract because of a shortage of personnel downtown. We have that same type of situation going on at the detention center, and again, it goes in cycles. And we've created a work group with the different positions, different places on each of the shifts within two jail facilities, and we're meeting once a month, and it's extremely productive, and it also allows myself, Captain Hallisey, the opportunity to answer questions in it. And one of the questions we answered, and I still don't know that they all completely understand, but people usually give 2 weeks' notice, and it takes us months to get that replacement truly back on board. If we had someone just that we could throw in the next day after this person leaves, it would still take us 4 months to have that person truly replaced because you have to train them for 4 months. But there's the hiring process, and if the list isn't current, we have to go through the testing process. And personnel's been pretty good about keeping that list as current as possible. But part of the issue is when that list gets to be a year old, a lot of these people that applied, and you start running through the 100 people on the list, they found jobs other places, they decided they don't want to do it. For whatever reason, that list, especially toward the end, it gets eaten up rather quickly. So right now there's a shortage. I explained more, but I don't know that I have to. It takes many months to replace a single person. And in this last year, Bob Riedel just showed me a list. We lost 17 correctional officers in this last year through termination, through retirement, through just leaving the position. And I think there was at least two supervisors that left as well. One retired and one took a job with his brother's company when a few things changed on the county level. What we're proposing here is similar to what we did for Country Thunder. And for Country Thunder a few years back, we had shifts that the deputies and detectives didn't want to work. They didn't sign up for it. So we created a special assignment and special assignment pay, And we allowed supervisors, rather than shipping out to other departments and other people that don't work with us all the time and don't know our policies, and they just kind of fill in out there, bless you. And we allowed our supervisors who work with the group of people that are out there, and it's worked extremely well. We are currently, this week, with hirings and people who just started or one who starts next week, we're going to be at full staff at our pretrial facility. And that means three of them just came on to fill, to fill those last three positions. They will not be, those three, besides the other ones that just came on just a short time before them, those three will not be useful. If they make it through their probation, they will not be useful for another 4 months at least. But as far as personnel goes, all positions are filled. At the detention center, we still are missing,
Two.
We're still trying to fill two positions at our detention center. A few just came on this week that are going out to the detention center. But again, there are a few people that are in the training process that will not become useful parts of, they can't be on their own for another 3, 4, or 5 months until they can actually get a handle on what's going on. It has been brought up by supervisors. It's something that we've acknowledged, and we're having issues with overtime, and we're forcing people to work. And there's a lot of overtime, especially at our detention center. We are working on a policy of creating for creating part-time positions. And my wife worked at Lance in a part-time position. I think they called it job sharing there. She worked taught 2 days a week. Another teacher taught 3 days a week. And it was very productive. Both people benefit from it, and they were able to deal with their children, or our children and our half, and they enjoyed it. They were able to work a couple of years like that. We are working on a situation like that, too, for here, in case we have employees that left us in good terms. They're a good employee. They retired. They left to go, like one supervisor did, to go work with his brother. And but it's still like a part-time job. They know the job. They can come and fill in. We're trying to work out the parameters. Brought it up to the work group, and we discussed a few issues that they had about, you know, taking their overtime and things like that. And after we kind of talked about it and said, before we implement it, we're going to bring it back to this group and see if there's other ideas too. So that work group seemed to be on, at least everyone that spoke out seemed to be on board with that too. Another option that we have thought about because of the crisis that we're in the detention center and we're presenting to you tonight is allowing supervisors from now until the end of the year, which is about 3 months, and that is the time that these people that are in training, we're looking to allow the supervisors to fill in overtime slots that no correctional officer or DSO, direct supervision officer at both facilities, nobody volunteers for it, no one signs up for, and rather than forcing somebody to do it, rather than saying, you can't go home tonight, you're going to work second shift or third shift, we're going to allow the supervisors to pick that up. And rather than forcing the correctional officer who doesn't want it, we're looking to pay them the same as the correctional officer's wages, not time and a half for the supervisor. It would be more. We're looking for to pay them only what the correctional officer is, their overtime rate. And that's what the $33.24. And I don't know if that's in the resolution or not. But that is that's the rate that we have proposed to pay them. So in a Reader's Digest version, we're looking to help alleviate the stress and workload that we're putting on our reduced staffing levels and allow supervisors to work it and fill in only the involuntary or the forced overtime slots rather than forcing someone to do it. If any correctional officer or any DSO said, I want it, it's always their first choice.
We don't have the resolution.
It's not a resolution.
Oh. No, it's not. Not to our committee anyway.
It's not a resolution to anyone. The Finance and Administration Committee will make the final decision on this. because it is an amendment to the non-classified pay plan. Special assignments are the sole purview of the Finance Admin Committee. And so if they make a decision tomorrow night to approve this particular plan that comes to you from personnel in the Sheriff's Department, then it will be done. So it does not go to the full board on Tuesday night in the form of a resolution. It's simply an action by the Finance Admin Committee. We're here tonight as a courtesy, as a point of information to the committee that oversees the Sheriff's Department.
And that I asked you to be here, right?
And there's no place else I'd rather.
Any supervisor got any questions for Sheriff Buff? Supervisor Montemayor?
This rate of 17 left and two supervisors, I don't know the history, but was that a larger than normal? So I'm just wondering if maybe if that was larger than normal, if it was related to their beef about how they paid last year. I don't know, but
a lot of people left when, and we do have spikes. It goes up and down. Some of those people in there are from retirements.
Oh, okay.
And a few of them were on extended ANS and never came off, really. So a few of those names are from that. But they went through the process. They tied up a position, created overtime, but they're on that list. When you have to remember that correctional officers have not got raises in 3 years. Their insurance has changed. Their packages have changed. Act 10 has changed their world, and for some people, it was more than some people could handle. Is that good enough?
Yeah, I thought so, but I just wanted to hear it. Thank you.
Anything else, Supervisor Montemayor?
No.
Supervisor Frederick?
What's going to be the whole financial picture with this whole thing when it comes to your budget? How badly is this going to impact it? Or is it basically, since you've been short people already, is it going to basically be absorbed over with money you were expecting to pay out in salaries?
Yeah. By the time we get to the end of the year, and Nancy would be the expert, she's not here tonight, but I think it's going to be kind of a neutral year for us as far as the budget goes. Even with, actually the federal inmates right now are about, they were 220 yesterday, I think they're in two teens today. So we are over the 200 that we budgeted. We are over our 200 that we budgeted for this year. We did dip down. The federal government, believe it or not, was hurting for money, and they reduced the amount of detainees immigration did they were holding throughout the United States. So when they put a freeze on that, they started releasing detainees. And we were part of the Midwest in those numbers, so we actually dipped down to 50, probably about 110, because I think we have about 50 U.S. Marshals. Mm-hmm. So.
And that stays pretty constant, correct?
Marshals, yeah, usually within 10 or so, either way.
Anything else, Supervisor Ferry?
No.
Supervisor Noble?
I'm in favor of it. I even think the idea, I don't think you're presenting that tonight, but the job share thing, I think that's a good idea too. But are you going to go to finance tomorrow with nothing to, you know, nothing in writing to show them? I mean, it's a little unusual just to have a verbal report on a request like this.
And that's because it really was set up for the Finance Committee tomorrow night, and it was brought up to the chairman, and the chairman...
So you do have something for them?
Yes. And yes.
Supervisor Meyer.
I'm just going to ask the sheriff, is that voluntary for a supervisor?
Yes.
They're not
going to be forced. No. No, they will not be forced.
Supervisor Frederick?
Would you give me the finance tomorrow? Could this be emailed out to us as well so we get a chance to look at it? You know, that's all I want.
Knock, can we do that?
Yeah, there's a memo to the Admin Finance Committee.
Yeah, just forward it on to everyone's home email.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? My guess, I just got a couple questions.
Right.
And I spoke with Mr. Rito before the meeting. This 5-2-4-2 schedule, okay, great savings of money, correct? Now it seems like we're pouring a ton of overtime on that, and I understand the whole people leaving, attrition, retirement, so on and so forth. But if we're saving money on the 5-2-4-2 schedule and we're blowing out the doors on overtime, what are we really saving? That's the number I want to see. Do you know what I mean?
Right. We so, did save the money on the 5242 schedule. That's why we're going to make budget this year.
Yeah.
So, and the fact that the loss of the personnel, the vacancy dollars that we're saving can pay for it, basically says we did what we said we were going to do last year. So it did exactly what we said it was going to do.
Yeah, and I'm not disputing that. My curiosity is, we've saved money on the 5242.
Yep.
But we budget money correct for overtime?
No, we never do.
Okay.
Never have. In my 11 years, we've never budgeted. We're always substantially short on overtime.
Okay.
But the shortages of personnel is absorbed. Those funds are put into the overtime, which basically neutralizes it.
Okay. And then my other question would be, kind of a chain of command thing here.
Mm-hmm.
You got a supervisor that's coming to work the floor, so to speak. Is there an issue with that? You know what I mean? Versus inmates and so on and so forth. Do you follow what I mean? Respect levels, so on and so forth, paramilitary. It just was brought up to me.
I'd like to get a little clarification. I don't believe there will be, because it's the exact same thing that we do at Country Thunder, and our group work well together all the time.
Okay.
So
yeah,
my guess is a few...
That's right.
My guess is a few correctional officers want to bend somebody's ear and say there's going to be issues. There won't be. There won't be issues. Chief?
Just to clarify a little bit is that if the supervisor takes the position on the floor, he still has that rank, but the shift supervisor or shift corporal is still in charge of the shift, and that supervisor is responsible to report to them. They don't assume command of anything. They are working a shift zone, and then, but they can't supersede the power of the structure of the shift command. So if that supervisor is working a shift zone under the guise of another supervisor, the shift commander controls them.
Okay. I was just,
yeah.
I mean, to me that's valid. You know what I mean? So, right, any other questions for the sheriff? Thank you, Sheriff.
Do you perceive any other questions I'm going to get hit with tomorrow?
Well, I think it was unclear personally that the supervision is going to be able to allow to take this overtime if no other jail or staff wants it. My understanding from the conversations I've had with supervisors is their, so to speak, reluctancy of this issue is that now there's going to be overtime out there that a regular correctional officer would be able to have, and supervision is going to come in and take that. But that was clarified where this is only for the fact that if nobody wants it and you're going to have to force somebody, then this, correct me if I'm wrong, then this supervision pool can step in and take that shift, so to speak.
Yes, that's exactly right.
How often does that happen where no one wants it?
The number that was given to me the other day was about 50 times a month, last month.
So people turn it down, basically.
No one signed. If you know about it 72 hours in advance, it goes on a sign-up sheet. If it's known about less than 72 hours, it goes out to whoever would like to have it. And if no one signs up, or if someone calls in last second with a last-minute PTO, a sick day, then that's really a lot of times what happens is a last-minute call-in, and then you force somebody to stay.
But now let's say a PTO sick day happens and an officer's there and says, I'll work that second shift.
They got it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So they have the first decision, basically.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Any other questions for Sheriff? Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you for informing us. So, 6:50. Moving on, number 7. Resolution for Village County Sheriff's Department probationary cabaret license, Kickstand Bar and Grill LLC. Captain Weicker will come up and he'll
Chairman, members of the committee.
He'll present it to us in the
from Kickstand Bar and Grill. I have two probationary resolutions in front of you for cabaret licenses for both Kickstand and Out of the Park Entertainment, doing business as Players Park South. Out of the Park Entertainment is now changed ownership in their license, or they are under the name Player Park South as far as the business goes, but they are Out of the Park Entertainment. Same group, different ownership. So they restarted their cabaret license, or the probationary cabaret license, because of the fact that they now have the new ownership. There has been an inspection done. Everything was posted, all licenses, all bartenders, everything was correct. They were provided a copy of the ordinance and also had their building inspection done since the writing of this report. That's been received at by Sergeant Ruth on third shift. So they are squared away with that. Kickstand Bar and Grill is also probationary license. They were inspected as well. Everything was in order. With their inspection, they also have a copy of the ordinance and also been through this once before, correct?
This is my first time.
We okay. just purchased it.
Oh, okay.
All right, because I was thinking that this has been before us before.
We've done
it. It was.
What happened with Kickstand is their original one lapsed. When they got their regular license, it lapsed. We give them a 2-week grace period. And if it gets past that, you have to start the process over again. So that's why we had that in front of us. We were talking about that with the clerk's office this past couple of weeks, and we thought that would be a good grace period, was the 2 weeks. And when it doesn't happen, they have to just go through the whole process again. But as of the writing of the reports and the inspections, we have no objections to either one probationary license being granted. In 6 months, we will follow up with the regular one.
I just had a question. So with the license, do like coffee shops or like different locations have to have, or different businesses have to have this license if they want a live like band, or is it just for people who have liquor license?
You know, I can't. To be honest with you, we only do the bars.
Okay.
That's, we have to inspect those, but yes, they all have to have the cabaret license, they have the bands and live entertainment, etc.
Okay.
As far as the coffee shops go, I couldn't answer that for you.
Okay.
Well, Chief Deputy?
Cabarets are issued only to establish those with class B liquor licenses that wish to have entertainment. That's basically the control.
Okay. Any other supervisors? We'll stay on Kickstand Bar and Grill. Have any questions for Captain Supervisor Noble?
Yeah, the only question I have is looking at the map, or not the map, the drawing. It says One Eye Jacks on the drawing with a different address.
Is it right down the street?
So why would One Eye Jacks diagram be in the thing for Kickstand?
Well, it looks like One Eye Jacks just to the north.
That's a different facility.
Yeah, I believe they did that for just a map purposes.
So this is
the bar, the Kickstand bar, but the One Eye Jacks is just in reference to where that's located. So
this is the bar.
That's correct.
Yeah, there are One Eye Jacks. There are a couple blocks down from this.
Yeah. But on the top of the page, it kind of looks like it's. In fact, if you look at the next one, it's got the very same thing. The name of the bar is the name of the bar.
It's a little confusing.
Players on the drawing, it shows. Players Park South on the top, and it is Players Park South. This one says One Eye Jacks on the top, and it's apparently Kickstand.
Yeah, different deputies did that inspection. So they. I guess I can clarify the rule of thumb form for doing their maps. It might be a little easier to read.
Are you familiar with the place yourself?
I have either that read a Kickstand.
Is this actually your diagram, or is this One Eye Jacks?
Okay.
I mean, I'm still, we can approve it tonight, but I think we want to get the
proper sketch and the proper sketch paperwork.
Yeah, because they were in. I signed everything.
Yeah, it looks like they pulled it out of the file and went to the wrong file, because it says sketch the same as 2012, and the OLC, it also says that. I think they just went to the wrong file and got it.
2012.
So we're correct in stating this is not your bar, correct?
That's
the inside, the interior part.
That's correct.
Yeah, I don't see any reason to. Supervisor Noble, you have the floor.
I have no problem with continuing on.
Okay.
Assuming that's the only thing that's out of order here.
Yeah, it's not their fault.
No.
Any other supervisor got any other comments regarding kickstand, bar and grill, probation, or cabaret license? I have a motion to approve.
Motion
to approve.
Second.
Okay. Motion approved by Supervisor Boyd Frederick, seconded by Supervisor Doug Noble. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution passes. Thank you.
I do have a couple questions.
Sure.
You're only allowed at one special event a month under the original license.
Captain Wanker?
Excuse me?
He's got a couple questions.
On the provisional license, you're only allowed at one special event a month?
No. Well, we bought that too every other week. So you can't have more than one event.
Two times a month?
Correct. I was talking with the clerk's office, and it was, I believe that was amended based on the fact that there was more than just yourself asking for those special nights.
Okay.
So
that's two times.
Yep.
That's the same person that did the drawing in the packet.
The same goes with the players' park. They were asking again for us because that's how they make their living, having more stuff to
for that specific day, since ours is on the 14th.
Mr. Chairman, 18th, excuse me.
So it
yes.
Is at 12 a.m., period.
Excuse
Mr.
me
Chairman,
a minute.
If I
Captain
may,
Howell, say yes.
Thank you. I used to do this very process when I was in charge of Tavern Files for over 10 years. Captain White was brand new to this. I think we're talking about different things here. You're talking about provisional, special event camera license.
Correct.
In your probationary cabaret license was just passed, which gives you essentially unlimited entertainment opportunity. So you could have entertainment every night because the license was just passed.
Okay.
You're talking about
special event before you got this license tonight.
Captain Allison's right. You have unlimited.
Okay, so
there's
after
no
you receive the provisional license on the 17th, if everything goes through,
then I just approved it.
No,
it's going to be approved by the county board.
By the county board.
Okay.
Next Tuesday.
Then you can have entertainment every night of the week.
Okay. All right. And
special for twice a month.
Like we have a special event on the 14th, and the cabaret license says it ends on the 15th, so that's midnight basically. It ends, so I can't go past midnight, correct?
Actually, what you're saying.
We're having a special event this Saturday,
Grant.
So we had to get a. Special
events.
Event
license.
Yeah.
Yes. He's asking, it ends at midnight then. The band can't play till 2 in the morning.
Well, whatever the provisions are on special event, you have to abide by that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then it's midnight.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Do you have any other questions?
No, because the other question I had, you answered that one.
All right. Moving on, we have any discussion on the probationary cash probationary cabaret license out of the park entertainment doing business as Players Park South for Captain White.
I'll make sure that new diagram of front row is attached before it gets to the clerk's office.
Okay.
Thanks.
May I have a motion to approve? This is for the out of the park entertainment doing business as Players Park South. Again, thank you very much. Any discussion?
I'll move it.
Moved by Supervisor Noble, seconded by Supervisor Frederick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution passes. It's 7 o'clock, number 8. Any business, other business law by law? None. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
All right, Ron. 9 seconds.
What's that?
Ron seconded it. Right.
First by Supervisor Montemaro, second by Supervisor Johnson. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We're adjourned.
I only saw the one. Here's another one.
Thank you.
He sent both around.
How was school?
It was good. Nice. My school days are like really short now.
Yeah, I just read the
book. Really?
Nice pickup on that architecture. I wrote 2 blocks by it.
I think it might be because I have first grade. For what?
You
know. Did you have for that?
You guys have a calendar?
Alec Holm?
I was hoping to find out what the October 16th is.
Oh, here. Oh. I can look at my phone.
Yeah, I can't do that with my phone.
What's that?
I cheaped out.
Which date?
16th.
It is the.
As I said, James Serby from the. Elizabeth Benitez is drawing. If you see him, tell him he said hi. I said, what's your plan? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait. Oh, okay, it's a Wednesday.
Is it the.
It's Wednesday the 16th.
Yeah.
So it's the third Wednesday?
Third Wednesday of the month.
Sure. I just want to.
Probably didn't. So is that when the main finance meeting is?
No. That's. I'm on human services and I had to call my way down here stating, hi, we have a special meeting that night to go over the budget.
This is the only thing. Because
our usual meeting is the fourth week, when it's the whole week of finance here.
Well, if I can help you, let me know.
Are you going to be busy?
Calculator.
You're on human services with me, right? You're on human services with me.
Do you have to call me to come? No. What?
No. Yes. The 16th of October is they moved it.
They can.
To the big.
Yeah.
That, no. Not because of David.